translate.
Yeah, but
I made a bracha. Just before we start, just as a kadama b'shus to Ishkel, everyone, the Gemara tells us, "Impaga b'cha menuvel zeh." If you go ahead, and all of a sudden, this despicable one, this disgusting one, we call the Yetzirah, right? We all know what that is. Impaga b'cha menuvel zeh. What should you do? Mashcheyu, drag him to Beis Medrash, right? Drag him to Beis Medrash. In other words, learn Torah, right? So, in Sefer Malas HaTorah from the brother of the Vilna Goyen, I heard someone here is related to Vilna Goyen, I remember I met him, someone here. So, he quotes from his brother, from the Vilna Goyen, why does it say in the Gemara, Mashcheil HaBeis Medrash, take him to HaBeis Medrash? It should say, learn Torah, you'll just learn Torah. So the Vilna Goyen told him like this, we'll use the modern day Marshal, because his Marshal, I don't know how much we can relate to today, 21st century. But he says that the basic desire of the Yetzirah is one thing, not to make us do the wrong things. The basic desire of the Yetzirah is to make you do wrong thing in order to break you, in order to make you feel depressed or feel you bad. I'm going to learn Torah after what I did, after what I've been doing, where I am in life, because he doesn't want you to learn Torah. That's his purpose. So the next time he says, the Yetzirah starts up with you, says, that's an Aveira, come, let's go to Beis Medrash, and we'll say, and just have a good time at Beis Medrash, you know, just hang out and talk and have shmooz, not learn. He says, not learn Lishma, that's his marshal. So let's just go there. That's a Yetzirah says, that's a great idea. So what happens? See, I always say to marshal, you walk into the Meir Yeshiva, if any of you ever walk into the Meir Yeshiva, and all of a sudden it's like a lightning bolt, it's thunder. You see, all of a sudden, thousands of people sitting and learning, right? So he says, how could you not learn? Mashchel Beis Medrash. There's nothing to do after that. You feel embarrassed. You walk into this koil of Baruch Hashem. Who's walking? I mean, just today by breakfast, I meet a boy from here, a local boy. I was so nostalgic. The boy's sitting and coming to sit and learn. And on a Sunday morning, it's a beautiful thing, really such a special thing. And you know, I was thinking a different thing, that Mashcheil HaBeis HaMedrash also means, because it says in Chazal, Ilav Yitzhar, if not for the Yitzhar, Chedvasa de Shmaitza Mi'ika. You can't have the joy, the simcha, of learning Torah without a Yitzhar. Yitzhar, that's its purpose, to give you joy in learning. You look at the Rambam, the end of Yisur B, it seems to say that all the things that, you know, people think are pleasures, enjoyments, they're all in the Torah. They're all in Torah. I heard my Shreya always used to say the story that his Rebbe Rav Huttner told him that when he was in Slobodka, so the Alt of Slobodka was a master, educator, mechanech, so he asked him, who are you learning with? Rav Huttner, in general, used to tell people to try to learn a little on your own with Rachavusa. Because later on in life, you don't always have the opportunity to come to a koil and sit and learn and find a chavrusa. So if you get used to learning on your own, opening up a sefer on your own, it's very helpful. So he learned by himself. He was learning by himself. So the Alter says, "Who's your chavrusa?" So he said, "The Yetzirah." So he said, "What do you learn with him?" So he says, first of all, he's always on time. He never misses. He's always there on time. Secondly, he says it's geschmack. He's very. I enjoy him. So let's learn something which is a little geschmack. It's, you know, as we say, it's not halacha l'maisa chas v'shalom. I'm not the one. Any questions you have to ask the Reish Kerel, of course. But, you know, things might come up that maybe you'll have to ask the Reish Kerel what to do. We'll see. I'm sure the Reish Kerel knows this, clear. Let's start like this. And let's just introduce that we all know last Friday afternoon, Friday night, we davened way before Shkia, right? Way before Shkia. And Shkia was 8:30 or something, and we davened here Meir of like 7 something, right? How do we do that? What is it that allowed us to do that? Anybody? David, am I cool on you?
Rabbi Huda holds the day switches over a clock.
What?
Rabbi Huda.
The day switches? That means,
the night,
means
the
I could do, I could, I'd be Michal Shabbos in the afternoon, Friday afternoon.
The
So why should I don't know if you could say those words here. You have to be careful, right?
It's man for tefillah.
It's man for tefillah is there, right? Okay. So we went home. We made kiddush before it was dark. How did we? Why should let the others in? How did we make kiddush Friday night? How did we make kiddush Friday night before it was nighttime? David, you thought of it ever?
I was going to ask the Rosh Kollel.
Okay, good.
Put me on the spot.
The Rosh Kollel can answer, believe me. Okay, so good question, David, right? But the answer is, there's a reality called Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Shabbos. That means when you're accepting, you can accept Shabbos ahead of time. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim, from verses in the Torah, that is not only you could, but it's a mitzvah to do some point to add on to Shabbos. Technically, and again, please ask the Rosh Kollel what you should do, technically Shabbos, even if you're davening 4 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say in the winter time, technically a few minutes before Shkir, but it depends on, you know, different times, you should say to yourself, say, could be you have to articulate it, I want to be Makabel Shabbos. It's a din to be Makabel Shabbos early and Shabbos late. So we're Makabel Shabbos a little early. That's what we do. Okay, if you notice the Gabbai made an announcement, make sure to say Krishma later again. Right? Okay, so let's start with these halachas. Okay, let's start with, it's all numbered 1 and 2. Okay. Anybody needs sheets? They're right under there. The Taz, commentator on Shulchan Aruch, Ma'achrin, we delay l'spalal arvis b'knis ha'shvuas k'dei shiu yemei ha'sfiras t'mimis. You'll notice next, well, let's talk about regular shvuas. You do not daven early. I don't know if all of you remember last shvuas, whatever date it was. I think last year came out the same, but other times, what do? We wait till 8:30. That's what we do. 8:30, 9 o'clock. I don't know. Now you see, we wait till 9 something, or an hour later, and we don't daven marv. Why is that? So, in order for you, yemei sfira tmimis, the days of sfira should be whole. It says in the Torah, sheva shabbos is tmimis tiyena. Should be whole 7 weeks, a complete 7 weeks. Magen Avraham says on a similar vein, even the kiddush, which we'll leave right now. Why? He talks about specifically kiddush. How do you understand this? Why can you not accept shvuas till the night time? Even though every Shabbos we do it, some in Yom Tovim we do it early even, but shvuas by night because of tmimus. What does that mean? Because of tmimus, what are you accomplishing by waiting? What are you doing? How do you understand that? Ramesha, now I'm putting you on the spot.
Tmimus, you need to have a full count, a full complete.
And if you make.
And if you make early.
So you're detracting from your.
From the counting.
Okay, that's what it seems to say. And therefore, because of that, one would say, okay, if someone's not counting, like many years ago, women did not count. Many years ago, women did not count. It was not. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, they're able to count, they know, they. Last week, a few weeks ago, my wife went, my Robertson went with someone. All of a sudden that night, I come to in my room and I see there's a pillow there with 49, a calendar. Some ladies, her husband, the only problem was, I should have called the Rosh Kollel to ask him what to do. It said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu with the Shem Hashem on the pillow. I mean, somebody's washing Shem Hashem. It's besides the bazillion to sleep on Hashem's name. I mean, it's not a bad idea. At least this way you remember before you go to bed, did I count sphere? But so women didn't count. It was not accepted to women to count. So does that mean, Ramesha, that they can be makabel yom tov early?
I have to ask the Rosh Kollel.
Okay, you will have to after the okay, we'll see. This year, obviously, because the Shabbos is a different thing. So first, let's understand that. How do you understand when you makabel Shabbos or yom tov early? What are you doing? You're making it into nighttime? So what are you doing? How do you understand, David? I see you're saying no. So what do you? How do you understand?
It sounds like you're either doing, I don't know if you call it teresis, or you're going earlier to do something.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, earlier?
And you said that maybe by adding on to Shabbos, you're adding to a mitzvah.
You're adding to the of which mitzvah?
Shabbos.
Meaning that what? That you have to keep Shabbos.
You're making your Shabbos better.
Okay, good. I'm saying, but what are you doing? You're keeping Shabbos, right? You're not doing melacha. Can you be yotze mitzvahs in that time? What would you say? Mitzvahs that belong to Shabbos.
Okay, one, probably better not to.
Probably better not to. So let's learn a toisus, David, okay? Let's see. Atcha techshach. It says in the Mishnah, in Sachim, at Erev Pesach, one should not eat. Question, what it means not to eat, how much should he eat, what could he's not allowed to eat, but he shouldn't eat a certain amount, he shouldn't eat matzah shira like the Sfaradim eat it, we don't do it for other reasons, that'll detract from the appetite that you have for matzah that night. So it says, at shetechshach, till it gets dark. So Tosfos says, what do you have to say that for? You know what, I'll speak it out, this will be a little easier, we don't have to follow the words inside. Tosfos says, why does he have to say, at shetechshach, till it gets dark? If you can't eat before matzah, when do you eat matzah? The night of Pesach. So of course you can't eat till it gets dark. So Tosfos says like this, that one would think that if you makabel Yom Tov early, let's say Yom Tov is 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, it's too difficult. Your kids are going to fall asleep, right after Manashtana, that's it. You want them to stay up and let's say that. So you make the Seder a little earlier, like every Shabbos, like you do Shabbos, and then you'll eat the matzah, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So Tosfos says you can't do it. Why not? So Tosfos says, technically, really, you should have been able to do it. Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, that Reb Meisher mentioned before that you can daven after Plaga Mincha. So that one of the Maraim used to daven early, and make Kiddush ala kois. He used to make Kiddush in that time. In other words, Tosfos takes out from that Gemara, that you see from that Gemara, not only does Tosfos Shabbos, the addition of Shabbos, not allow you to do malacha, prohibited work on Shabbos, but you can be yoytze the mitzvahs of Shabbos. You can make Kiddush. Right? We're not going to do it now, maybe if we have time, another time. Not everyone agrees that's the Pshat in the Gemara, but Tosfos understands Pshat in the Gemara is that if I can make Kiddush early, it must be that when I add on to Shabbos, Dr. David, Dr. Herschel, if you add on to Shabbos, so it's not only the Pshat, you can't, it's Issa to do Malacha, you could be, even though the din is that we know the punishment for being Mechal Shabbos is very severe, if you do Malacha on Tosfos Shabbos, you don't get that punishment, it's a different. You're just, adding on Issa Malacha. Still, you see, for that Gemara, you could be Yotze Mitzvahs. Therefore, I would say, you could be Yotze Matzah. You should be able to make Matzah. So Tosfos says, no, the Mishnah is telling you cannot be Yotze Matzah. Why not? Only for one reason. Because the Matzah is connected to the Karban Pesach, as we know. Right? There's a Mitzvah to eat the Matzah, to eat the Karban Pesach with Matzah. The time allotted to eat the matzah is the same time as the Korban Pesach. And the Pesach has to be eaten specifically Balayla. It says the words Balayla. By matzah, it doesn't say the word Balayla. It says Be'erev Teichel Matzah. Erev can mean the afternoon, even though we know it means the evening. But you can make it into Erev. But you can't make it into nighttime. In other words, that Tosfos Yom Tov makes it that the Kedusha of the day is there. But it doesn't change the day into night. It's not nighttime. That's why your Gabbai made an announcement, say Krishma later. Even though there you could say, well, Krishma is very simple because Krishma depends upon when you go to sleep. You don't go to sleep 6 o'clock. It's still, light outside. But it doesn't change it. That's just into nighttime. For instance, Sukkot. One would say Sukkot also. If you live in a northern country where Sukkot, the night of Sukkot is very late, like in England, other places like that, go ahead and eat Sukkot early. So we learn out, the Beis Yosef says, the Ramah Paskins is halacha, that since many halachas of Sukkot are learned out from Pesach, there's a connection, right, that we say that just like you can't eat the matzah till the nighttime, you can't eat the sukkah till the night time. But other mitzvahs you could do. That's what Tosfos. So therefore, Tosfos says himself, Sudas Shabbos, you can eat early. When you eat the Sudas Shabbos, if you wanna, they say from the Divrei Chaim once that the Chassidim don't usually like to make early Shabbos. The different reasons. So that he saw a fellow being accepting Shabbos very early. So he gave him I'm not sure even what it means, julika, a playful one. He says, it's not enough that your Mechal Shabbos 24 hours, you got to do 26 hours now. He says, but in Poland it was accepted, people did it. Avinezer used to eat very early. You can eat like we do. In other words, even though by the time we schmooze, we sit around, we greet each other. But technically, if a guy, fellas, says, I want to get to sleep early tonight, So he makes the meal, he can eat the Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yom Tov in the daytime. So technically, you should say, okay, let's accept Shavuos early, right? Make Kiddush early, and so forth, and whatever. So it says over, you can't do it because of Tmimus. Why is that called detracting from the Tmimus, the counting? You didn't make it tonight. I want to ask you a question. Friday afternoon, right? Some of the boys in Yeshiva think I have Ruach HaKodesh. Why? Once in a while, we don't do it really, but once in a while we'd have once in a while they do it. When we do in yeshiva, we have a minyan. You did this week, right? What was the Omer? The Friday night was 42, right? And so sometimes I see Bochum that when they daven early. So we have two minyan. So there's a minyan early. And the Gabbai makes, you make an announcement. No, everyone should remember to count the Omer again. And some boys go like this. And I come to them and I tell them, what would you say? I said, oh, you forgot last night. Right? You didn't daven with us last night. You missed. In other words, what happens? The Gabbai made an announcement 7 o'clock, 7:30, I don't remember the time. Make sure you're counting tonight. Last night was 41. You say, oh, vey, I didn't daven with a minion last night. I didn't count 41. Could you still count 41, even though you accepted Shabbos? Yeah? What would you say? Herschel, yeah. Why?
That's just because you brought it in early. It doesn't change.
Oh, very good. Beautiful. Herschel is saying, Dr. Herschel is saying, excuse me, just because you brought in the Kedusha of Shabbos, the sanctity of Shabbos, doesn't change the calendar date, doesn't change the weekday. It's still Friday. And Friday is the 41st. I can still count. So what does it mean over here? You detracted from the Tmimus. So what does that mean? So we'll leave with the Rambam now, but let's skip over to 7. 7, you'll see this again. We'll speak everything out. It'll be much easier. And then translating everything, doesn't want to see it again. We'll try. We have 2 days of Shavuos. We know we have 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, right? Everybody's aware that why we have 2 days? You know why we have 2 days in Chutz Laaretz? In the old days, when they used to be sanctified the new moon, The Rosh Kerel mentioned this week is Tuesday. It didn't have to be Tuesday, right? It could have been really Wednesday, right? Could be Tuesday, could be Wednesday, right? So let's go back to Pesach, because Shavuos works a little different. Pesach, what day was Pesach? Everybody remember? Shabbos, right? And therefore, Rosh Chodesh was 2 weeks beforehand, right? Rosh Chodesh was the first on Shabbos, next week's the 8th, and next week's the 15th. Technically, Rosh Chodesh could have been on Sunday. It could have been on Sunday, right? 29th of Adar was a Friday, and the 30th was Shabbos, which they made into Rosh Chodesh, becomes the first. A Jewish month could be either 29 or 30 days. That's it. So they would accept Adam. Adam would see the new moon on, let's say, Friday night, come to Bezdin on Shabbos, say, we saw the new moon, and Bezdin would say, Shabbos. Sometimes they wouldn't come, or sometimes Bezdin said, we don't want to accept you. It's going to cause problems. It's going to make Yom Kippur, if we do this, we're afraid Yom Kippur will call out on Friday. We don't want Yom Kippur to fall on Friday. We don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on Sunday. We don't want 2 days. A person might die and his body will decompose. They didn't have freezers in those days. Not that the halacha changes nowadays. And they were afraid. They couldn't keep the body in such a way. They couldn't bury him. Not on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So, but we don't know. We who live very far. Remember, this was before Morse code, right? That's the way we communicate now, I think. Right, and unfortunately, the iPhones killed it. Right, and they didn't have such ways, so they used to have to send messengers. They didn't get to places in Babylon and Babel till 3 weeks later. So people involved, they didn't know. Was Rosh Chodesh Shabbos or Sunday? So they kept 2 days. So even though we know, right, we know because there's a calendar, which is not the place to go into why, we still have a minute to keep 2 days. So now, the second day of Shavuos, can one daven early? Can Ramesh, I'm going to ask you. So can one daven early the second day of Shavuos?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, Mestamah, from what I said, yes.
Correct. Why?
Because you don't have that Tamima issue.
Because you don't have that, you're not counting. Even though one would say, why aren't you counting? Why didn't you count 2 days? Why don't we count the second night of Sfira? Today's the second, maybe the first. But we don't, because we really know. For some reason, we don't. That's what the Prima Gadim seems to say. So he seems to agree with you that the reason is because of Tamimas. It's hard to have that concept. Why is that called taking away from the Tamimas? Right? But let's go into question number 8, the Hemek Dover. The Netziv asks the following question. The din of Tamimis is a din after 7 weeks or every day, Rabbi Moshe? Well, sorry.
All right, so I guess it depends on how you look at it, but we'll say Lakara every day.
Every day. That's what Taisa seems to say. Taisa says that every day really should count as early. Why we don't do it is a different thing, but really should count as early as possible to make a full counting. So the Tziv asks, so according to what the Poskim say, that you don't daven Maariv early, don't make, because you're taking away from Tamimas, every night, many people, I don't know what the minig is here, but I'm sure you've had shuls, especially by the Sfardim, the Eidot HaMizrach, they daven very early during the summer months, even the middle of the week. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right, of course, they daven very early. Right? I once went into I was at a chasana, so sometimes I leave, if there's a shul around it, to learn a little of the chuppah, and I see they're about to daven. I said, great, mincha right now, and they're davening Maariv already. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. So how would you do that? That's the Netziv's question. Okay, that's not so terrible, the question you would say, because like Rabbi David said, Rabbi Meisha said, during the week, you're not really davening because you're making it into the next day. In other words, if I daven tonight, Sunday, it's not the pshat I'm davening and I'm making it into Monday. I'm making it the halachas of tomorrow. For instance, if tonight would be Rosh Chodesh, and I really should have looked up the halacha, but and we daven early. Right? Let's see, daven early. Do you say Yalav Yavai? It seems you do. It's not clear why, but we do. If you eat a meal, and do you have to bench? That I'm not sure. And say, bench and say Yalav Yavai, I'm not sure you would. It could be only by davening is such a rule. But means is, like Ramesha said, that we daven early is not because you've made the next day. It doesn't become Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't become Hanukkah. There might be coolers. For instance, I think the loch is you could be Mekel, but if you daven early Erev Hanukkah, does that mean I can now light? Does it mean Erev Purim, I daven early, I can now read the Megillah? In Sfar, you would say, no, it's not Purim yet, right? It's not Purim, I just have a right to daven early. So that's not so bad the question, but the Netziv, it could be asked, because I don't recall, the Netziv asks, what about every Friday night? By davening, we're accepting Shabbos. We do accept Shabbos early. We don't do Malacha 7 o'clock. Why isn't it called detracting from the 41st? And most of you said you could still count the 42nd, like Reb Herschel said. You could still count the 42nd. Why isn't that called detracting from Tamimus? That's the Netziv's question, okay? That is the question. So before we say an answer, which, you know, some of many of you thought, others have said, let's learn a Taz here in number 9, a Taz in Or HaChaim. It's very long. This is only part of it, really. But we'll say it out. But those who want to look at it, most of the important things are here. Shemini Atzeres. When is Shemini Atzeres? The day after Sukkot. Now, what happened, what's the din with Shemini Atzeres? Din of Shemini Atzeres, the Gemara says in Chutz Laretz, the din is that Yasuvi Yasvinen, Bruchi Lamavachinen. We sit in a sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. Let's just explain it. Sukkot is 7 days, right? In the Torah, it's 7 days. The eighth day, Shemini Atzeres, there's no more mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. It's part of Sukkot in a certain way, but it doesn't have the halachas of Sukkot. There's no din of lulav in the mikdash. there's no din of sitting in a sukkah and so forth. And in fact, we all know, we make a new Shechiyonu, it's a new holiday, we say a new Nusa, we say Shmini Atzeres, not Chag HaSukkahs, and so forth, right? So now, why do we sit in a sukkah? Because since, just like this year when we had a Seder, we made two Zdarim, because here we in Chutzlarts are misupik, we act as though we are doubtful when is really the day. We know it's the first day because we have a calendar, but we act like it was in the old days where they were misupik, they were doubtful which day it is. So you make both days into first day of Pesach. You eat matzah both nights. We even make a bracha, which is also, the Gemara discusses, not that one shouldn't be mezalzel, one shouldn't go ahead and make light of the second day. We make kiddush, we make the brachas and so forth, right? So now, because we always look at Yom, like for instance, how many days did we have, how many days are there for Pesach? 7, the Torah says, 7 days. We, in Chutz Lars, meaning outside of Etzol, basically, we keep 8 days. Right? Sukkot, we keep 9 days. That means like this, Shmini Atzeres, technically, we're not sure, is it still Sukkot or is it Shmini Atzeres? Therefore, we don't do Malacha, because it might be Shmini Atzeres, that's how you look at it, but we sit on a Sukkah, because it might be Sukkot. But we don't make a Bracha, because we're not sure. And we show him, say, over here, if you make a bracha, some say, you made a bracha, we don't have to keep Shmini Atzeres. So we don't make a bracha. We sit in the sukkah. Okay, some people like to sit in the gazebo. It's nice, the air is fresh, right? They don't have air conditioners, right? But we don't take a lulav, we don't take a lulav. So that's what we do. So now, listen, so the Taz quotes a marshal. Marshal had he was in a tremendous doubt, quandary, what to do. Shmini Atzeres, they lived in northern countries again. Shmini Atzeres was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, and they want to eat now, 7 o'clock. So Taz said, Marshal, so what am I going to do? If I'm going to eat in the sukkah and not make a bracha, but it's really still Shmini Atzeres. Sukkahs, I'm sorry. It's really still sukkahs. To eat with a bracha, it's Shmini Atzeres. So Marshal didn't know what to do. So Marshal said, better not to eat. Wait till the night time, don't eat then. And the Taz argues on him. He says, even though, compared to the Marshal, who am I? He says, you don't answer up a lion. You don't start up a lion after he's dead. Right? That doesn't show anything. Right? He says, start up with him when he's alive. And especially a little fox like me. The Marshal will probably eat me up, he says. But what could I do? He's not around, and I have to ask the questions. He says, I don't understand that. And he says, basically, at the end, he says, with a few eyes, that once you accept upon yourself Shmini Atzeres, the same Torah that tells you that it's now Shmini Atzeres, because it's mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Tov, to accept Yom Tov early, the same Torah tells you it's now Shmini Atzeres, you don't have to eat in the sukkah with a bracha. That's what the Taz says. That's what the Taz says. Taz says there is no problem. He says at the end, if somebody would give me a good dish, some good food over here, like what I experienced on Shabbos, I would go into the sukkah, no problem, not make a bracha leishim sukkah, I have no problem doing it. Once you accept Shmini Atzeres, you took away from sukkahs. So, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, the second one, the Welt, meaning, again, the world asks, again, we don't hear it in the streets, this question, but in Beit HaMidrashim, Baruch Hashem, they ask this question. And first, just a little different question, right? When a similar vein, let's start with what I'm asking. What's the din? You have Yom Tov is on a Sunday. Yom Tov is on a Sunday. Now you have Shabbos. So you accept, let's say you accept Yom Tov early. You want to daven early, accept Yom Tov early. Does that mean now, I accepted Yom Tov. So the Taz says it took away from Sukkos, right? Because I could sit now without a bracha. So now I could do malacha. Because I could, now I could smoke, or whatever, I shouldn't use that example, the Israelis are not here, basically. But what I could do now is cook. I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Can I start cooking for the meal because I accepted Yom Tov? What would you say, according to this Taz? David, go ahead. I don't bite.
What?
What?
It sounds like you're better off not
than you're better off Rashad. But what, according to the Taz, why can't you do that?
It's not addressing malacha. Isur Malacha seems to be different than...
Why? Well, how do you see that?
And yeah, I want to craft that thought for
okay,
a second.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The what?
Loi?
Loi is assay and an assay.
Yeah, but why? If you're taking away, you're taking away the day. So let's start with it this way. Is there such a thing as Tosis Yom Tov on Shabbos? In other words, of course, Yom Tov adds on certain mitzvahs. You now eat matz, let's say you have certain mitzvahs, can't eat chametz. But sof kol sof, it's totally, it's dependent upon the Kedusha. Is there such a reality of bringing Kedushas Yom Tov on Shabbos? Maybe you can't do that because Shabbos is on a higher level. There's no such thing. Maybe on a year when Yom Tov falls on Sunday, there is no Tosis. What do you mean adding on to Yom Tov? How are you adding on to Yom Tov? What are you doing? You're making the Shabbos into Yom Tov? Maybe there you could say, that's not what the Torah. But here's the question, okay, maybe you can hear it. Here's the question the Welt asks. This year, what day was the first day of Pesach? When was the last day of Pesach?
Sunday.
Huh?
Sunday.
No, not Sunday. Shabbos, right? What about in Eretz Yisrael?
Friday.
So now on Shabbos they could eat chametz. So what if a Jew in Eretz Yisrael wants to accept Shabbos early and eat chametz? Could you do that? According to this Taz. What? Let's digest the question first. Or it's just like the Marshal says, that once you accept Shmini Atzeres, you can now, you don't have the din of Sukkos anymore. Right? You don't have the din of Sukkos. Right? According to the Taz. You don't have the, so say the same thing when Pesach falls out on Shabbos and the last day is Friday, accept Shabbos early and say it's not Pesach anymore, I can now eat chametz. Right, you might have technical problems, muktzah, who are you going to get, but let's leave that alone, the technicalities I think. What would you say? Kutas Mashal, one could eat chametz on the last day of Pesach because you accepted Shabbos? At least you're smiling, David.
Well, if you can't change the calendar, you can't.
The way he wrote it, yes. So,
your heart doesn't let you. I know it would be very difficult to do.
Clarify what I meant.
Okay,
but another two lines. Maybe
okay.
Like a
okay. Yeah, Herschel. The Herschel. Why?
Well, because they're not the same.
So okay, what? But what's the? You're right. You made Yom Tov. That's Chol HaMoed. You detracted from Chol HaMoed. So why can't you take Shabbos and detract from Yom Tov? You still need. You know. You're right. It's. But what? What's the? What? Anybody? Ramesha?
Yeah. I'm okay. It looks like you can. But
now, it's not only a din. Because you're eating without a bracha. The Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's pashim the Taz. In Eretz Yisrael, the same scenario, if you accept Sukkos early, he says you can, according to Taz, you can eat outside of a Sukkah, not just eat without a bracha Taz. You can eat outside of a Sukkah. So the question is, so eat chametz. The answer is very simply, what makes sitting outside of a Sukkah mutter? What is it that makes sitting outside of a Sukkah mutter? What is it? What brings about that heter? No. What makes it mutter that there's no din anymore of eating in a sukkah? Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres makes a mutter. What makes chametz mutter? Meaning chav beis. Not Shabbos. That year it's Shabbos. But it's not the Shabbos that makes a mutter. Shabbos is not a contradiction to Pesach. If you have you can have the last day of Pesach being Shabbos. Or this year, we had the first day was Pesach and Shabbos. That's not a contradiction in terminology. In other words, Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres can't coexist. If it's Sukkos, it's not Shmini Atzeres. If it's Shmini Atzeres, it's not Sukkos. They can't be. So once the Torah tells us, the Torah is saying, you have to do Tosefes Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Tov if you have to accept earlier, because and now it's only Chol HaMoed. So once you're accepting it, the Torah is telling you, you know what? Sukkos is over. Sukkos is tak over, according to the Taz. You are able to accept Shmini Atzeres and make it not Sukkos anymore. But over here, what are you accepting? You're accepting Shabbos.
Shabbos and Pesach can coexist.
Exactly. Shabbos and Pesach coexist. It's not a contradiction in terms. What's Matir Chometz is not Shabbos. It's the day of Chof Beis. I didn't make it into Chof Beis like you all said before. When you accept Shabbos early, we accepted Shabbos few days ago, we didn't make it into the next calendar date. All right, we didn't make it into the next calendar date. We made Kedusha Shabbos on a Friday. But the Taz is saying, but Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, it can't be. There's a Seder of Mayadim. What's the Seder of Mayadim? There has to be first Sukkot, and then there's a Shmini Atzeres. So once you're telling me that you can accept Yom Tov early because of Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Yom Tov, therefore you're telling me you're taking away from Sukkot. But if you accept Shabbos, by accepting Shabbos, that doesn't mean I'm impartial. Yeah, the difference. It's not that you made it into after Pesach. You've just added a Kedush. You made, you know what? Friday is Yom Tov, and now Friday has a Din Kedush Shabbos. So that's the answer. Okay. Based on that, one could say that maybe, I just happened to open up a Dershu to say, because nowadays, every time I say something, they all come running. And the Dershu says this, right? And the Dershu brings, I saw Taka, it seems that they bring from, I think, of Nassan, Gestetner, something like this. I know he goes into, but they bring it back, kids. I just opened it up. I said, just in case somebody's going to tell me, yeah, you already said this. It seems like it does say something. It could be that what the Poiskim are saying this and on a Shavuos, not to accept Shavuos, is the pshat is the Torah says Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas. Tmimas means all those that this is the Seder HaDvarim. It's not talking about the Sphira. It means this Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas. And then the 50th day is Shavuos. The two can't coexist. You can't have Shavuos and the Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas. And since the Torah says Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas, the Torah is telling us, don't be Mekabel Yom Tov early. There is no Kabbalah Yom Tov early because you're taken away, not because of the Mitzvah Sphira. Right? Not because of the Mitzvah Sphira. Because that's the Seder Dvarim. That's the way that has to be established. Sheva Shabbos is Tmimas and then Shavuos. Therefore, according to this, even a woman, like I'm going to ask you a personal question. I was once at a chasana by someone, and Rav Huttner was there, and Rabbi Pelkowitz, Zichron Bracha, was a Rav in White Shul by us, came and he asked Rav Huttner, they were about Dav Mincha, did the Rosh Yeshiva Dav Mincha yet? So he said, Rabbi Pelkovich, religion is a private business. Religion is a private business. You know, of course, he meant in a humorous way. He wanted to bring about a point. So I'm going to ask you to be a little, you know, get into your private religious business here. When do your wives light Erev Yom Tov? So I shouldn't have said, when do your wives light on Yom Tov? Right, that's what I should have said, okay. When do your wives light on Yom Tov?
At some point.
At some point, that's for sure. Huh? When do you, what? Well, you know, what? Who says? That's what your mother did. My mother didn't do it.
My mother lights after.
Right, my mother too. My mother lights, used to light Alei Hashalom when we came home from shul. That was the minig. It was probably the prevalent minig at that day. Nowadays, women are more learned. They argue, right? And we'll see why. Right, but what would you say? When did I have to light? What?
No,
why? I'm going to explain. What? Why, David?
Because that's what I was told.
Oh, you're told when you come from shul.
No, before.
Oh, before. Okay. So let's. When does your wife light Shabbos?
Before I come home from shul.
No. Before meaning. I don't mean shul. When does she light? Let's say Shkia 6 o'clock. When does she light? You come home 7 o'clock. Before means 6:50.
18
minutes. Let's say not. Let's say during the. Not now. Let's not talk about now. That's a little different. You'd have to ask the Rosh Kaddish what to do. But I'm saying during the winter months, right? 5 o'clock is, let's say, Shkia. You come home 6 o'clock. When does your wife light? Shkia, sunset, is 5. When does your wife light?
When at the time on the shore. Where
it's before, right, which means before. It's called before sunset. Okay. Why does she light then?
Shabbos.
Because it's Shabbos. You can't light candles on Shabbos, right? So the Prisha, who's a Pirish on the tour, in the, one of his, the Akdamas of his sons, they quote their mother. the Rebbetzin Bela, the Prisha's wife, and they write, I saw her kever in Har Zeisim. It's amazing, someone in the 1500s should be buried. Har Zeisim, but she, you see, right, they write over there, she was in the halachas that are pertaining to women, she knew it better than all the yeshiva bachim. They used to be around her father's, husband's table. And there they bring two chedushim that she said. And one of them is a briskavar. She's machavent to, or briskavar is machavent to her. I don't know how to look at it. But she said like this. She said that women light when their husbands do come home. Right? That's what I remember always. We came home from the shtiebel on the night on Yom Tov, and my mother saw us, and then she lit. She said that comes because that's what they did the second night. Because the second night, you can't light early, because you can't light on one day Yom Tov, like we spoke about yesterday, for the next day Yom Tov. They didn't have clocks, so the women didn't know when it was already nighttime, so they waited for the husbands to come home from shul. That's basically what they did. That was the second night, she says, but the first night, she says, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to say it the way the Brisker Rav says it. Brisker Rav says, in the Rambam it says, when do you light Shabbos candles? Before it's Shabbos. So the Brisker Rav says, of course, when else can you light it? You can't light it on Shabbos. What is the Rambam telling us? So he says, the Rambam's telling us that part of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is to be mechabed Shabbos, to honor, to glorify Shabbos. Now imagine you have a special guest come to your house, right? One of the kollel members are coming to your house for supper, right? You don't bring him in and say, give me a minute, I just have to turn on the lights. Your lights will be a kollel member, I'm zeichet to have a kollel member in my house for supper. You have those lights on before they come. Shabbos the queen is coming, Shabbos the king is coming, whatever you want to call, right? You have the lights on early. She said, the reason you light before Shabbos is not because you can't light on Shabbos. You want to be mechabed Shabbos. So Yom Tov, even though you can light during the nighttime, but you want to be mechabed, you want to glorify and honor the Yom Tov before it comes. Therefore, she said, light early. That's what she said. I remember when I first got married, I was learning pre-Yitzchak, so it wasn't Isaac and Halacha and anything. I was doing Prisha's, and he brings this Prisha's wife, and he says, I got all nervous, and my mother never did it this way. So I called Rav Vik Olav Shalom. He was related to my brother-in-law, my sister, and Liam Shalom. So I called him up, and you know how sharp he was. So I said, what do you do? He says, do whatever your mother did. I said, my mother lit at night. He says, okay. So he said, but Rabitzel says, Rabitzel was a big goyin 150 years ago. He says, Rabitzel says, not less than 150 years ago. He says to light in the daytime. She says, in Yiddish, says, what do you want from me? Go ask her a bit. So I'm telling you, this is what you do. You do what your mother does. But most women have taken upon themselves to light early. Okay, that's one thing. Secondly, now I'm going to ask you another private question. Does your wife make a shachiyanu when she lights Ner Yom Tov?
Yeah, that's
complicated.
Yeah, I mean, she does because
Well, that's 1 second. One second. Personally, yeah. What's the? So again, you never asked your wife, right? Yeah. So I was once gave a shir in a Gary yeshiva for yeshiva katan, you know, high school age, and I was talking about Dlokas Neiros, and that's what I said, what does your mother do? So Gary Baruchim says, Rabbi, we don't look. We don't look. So it's your mother. So we don't. You want to be a little sharp, like Latricia Guy talking about women. What's the matter with you? So, the Ramesha knew, what do you say?
So, Rav Shmuel fell asleep and told us that there's an issue.
Rav Shmuel?
Rav Shmuel Kaminsky.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Lamaisa, many women do say.
Right. So, let's start with Kivega.
Okay.
Okay. Rav Kivega says that the minig is women do it, but it's a mistake. It's not really. Shachiyanu has nothing to do with lighting the candle. It has to do with Yom Tov. You have to make Shachiyanu Yom Tov, and they were misakin it in Kiddush. But women did it, for whatever reason, let's not go into it. He says, I think, don't be moicha, don't protest, let them do it. So, again, a lot of women now, because they're more learned, they hear shiurim from their rebbes, right? And whenever I go to a chassan, they say, this is the Kala's rebbe, you know. Doesn't strike a chord with me yet. I can't still hear that. You know, Baruch Hashem, they teach halacha. But, you know, still, I felt there's a Rav Zucker from Lakewood. So he used to teach in Beis Hankov. So he once went to the Stipler and he asked him, you know, they offered me a job in Beis Hankov, teach halacha. Stipler said, go. Two things. No talking with them out of out of class, and no calling them by their first names. They can ask you questions in class, but that's it. That's the disciple told me. So now they're more learned. They don't, but it used to be that women made shachianu. Women, a lot of women do probably. So that shachianu means they accepted Yom Tov. Does that mean this, that Shavuos, being that we're saying, it's not because of the Sfira, it's because you don't want to be Makabel Yom Tov because you're detracting from the 7 days. Women shouldn't light early. According to what I'm saying, could be. Could be the women should not light early. Women should make a, for sure, make light and make a shachianu. Maybe they should light and not make a shachianu. Again, the Rosh Kodesh will tell you what to do. Is but could be.
We're talking about Shavuos.
What? Shavuos. Yeah, the Makabel Yom Tov early. What? Oh, okay. Right. Look at the date of this. It says May 20. What is it? Gimel Sivan Tovshin. I gave this year to Baobatim 2 years ago. This year, all of a sudden, it hit me. So I can't give anyway. This is not negay this year. But I have a chiddush hashtikum, maybe. And again, and I found somebody, a younger man came and showed me a Shlomo Zalman about, not the exact question, but but anyway, the Prima Gadim, who says, the second day, you have no, because you don't count. He means to say you don't count, because that's not part of the Tmimis anymore. Okay, so we're saying a big chiddush. Again, la halacha, chas v'shom, la maisenat, la halacha, yeah, we're talking and learning. Again, I saw the deer she brings from Shom Zalman, no problem, women should light early, so of course, I don't know what, I didn't look it up, I just saw it just now. But according to what I'm saying, women should not be able to light early. Women should not say Shechiyonu early. So this year, it's not a problem as far as what? What is not a problem?
You can't light early, it's
shot
early.
What's the name again?
Yirmiyahu.
You have Yirmiyahu. So what are you saying, this year is not a problem as far as what? And therefore, delight. It's not a problem with women. Okay, good. But that's understood. This year, you don't have, no, other years, you have, oh, Rabbi Yeager said, women shouldn't like, Chas V'Shalom, you shouldn't say that to them. But this year, even according to Rabbi Yeager, there's no problem. But I have a different problem. Let's go back to the what we said, if you makabel Yom Tov early this year. Can you be, let's talk, forget about Shavuos. It wouldn't be Shavuos. To be makabel Yom Tov early. So he said, so the answer is the same as we answered as far as Pesach. By being Mekabel Yom Tov early, it's not detracting from Shabbos, because you're making a Shabbos to Yom Tov. Again, it's not a contradiction. You can have a Yom Tov with a Shabbos together. I know it's this big deal. See, let's forget about this problem with Tmimis for a second. If you Mekabel Yom Tov early on Shabbos, you're not really detracting from Shabbos, because you're just making a Kedushas Yom Tov on Shabbos too. It's not a steer in contradictions. Okay, good. But my first tarot still holds out that maybe one could hear there's no such thing as Tosis Yom Tov on a Shabbos. Maybe there's no such thing. So now, so let's say you don't bring Yom Tov. What's the reason you can't daven early on a regular Shavuos? Because by davening and you're already saying Yom Tov Hazeh, what are you doing? You're making it already into Yom Tov. But really, you could daven early any time, right? You could daven early any time because of Plaga Mincha. And for some reason, which is not clear, you daven the Nusach of tomorrow. Right? You daven the Nusach of tomorrow. I was once davening, and I'm thinking, you know, we were davening early, and it was still Rosh Chodesh, and we're davening Marv, we're not saying Rosh Chodesh. I said, this feels very funny, it's Rosh Chodesh, and I'm not saying Yalav Yavah. How come? It's not clear why. It's still Rosh Chodesh, but we daven according to the tefillah what day it belongs to. So one could hear that this year you could daven early. Because what's the whole problem with davening early? You're being mekabel Yom Tov early and detracting from the Tmimis. But this year you're not detracting according to the Svara. You're just davening early like you daven in the middle of the week. Why can't one daven? So I was saying, I don't know. I don't understand why this year could be a little different than other years. So a fellow shows me a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman in the middle of the tshuva. Has nothing to do with this question. But he says, even though, let's say Shabbos afternoon, if a person has a reason, the reason doesn't, it's not important now, but the din is you could daven Ma'ariv early. No, it's Shabbos, you could daven Ma'ariv early. You daven a regular Shemoneh Esrei. And in the Shemoneh Esrei you say, Havdalah, Hatochan Antonah, right? So Shlomo Zalman says, all said and done, you're davening a regular Shemoneh Esrei, which really belongs on Shabbos too. And Atah Chanan Tana is the Indian of Kiddush. You're saying the difference It's a kiddush between Yom HaShvi and other days. So it has to do with Shabbos. But this year, to daven Ma'ariv early, he talks about Pesach, the Paul showed me. And Pesach that falls out on, like we had this year, Yak Nahas, right? No, this year wasn't. Other years, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. You have Shabbos, we had Yak Nahas because we have 2 days, but let's say Sunday, and now you want to go ahead and daven Ma'ariv early. Shlomo Zalman says, not to daven Ma'ariv early. Why? Because if you're davening Ma'ariv early, what are you going to say? Ultimately, you're going to say, you're going to talk about Yom Tov. You're going to tell you the Enu. Let's talk about Yom Tov. And that, he says, you can't do. Why? Because that's already not a, it's a bezoyin to Shabbos to talk about Yom Tov. It's a chiddush to me, but that's what he says. So he seems to, he's not talking about Shavuos, but I understood what he's saying is that technically one could daven early, not because you're bringing in Yom Tov, he says. Because the pshat is you're davening early like you daven every time. Middle of the week, if one davens Ma'ariv early, so he says, Yalav Yavah, you can still daven Rosh Chodesh. You daven Rosh Chodesh for the next day. It's interesting. Somebody showed me a Shaar Tzion in Hilchis Chanukah Purim, I don't remember, I think Purim. They says that if you daven after Plaga Mincha, Erev Purim, you say Yalav Yavah, the Shaar Tzion says over there, the loigara from somebody who davens Erev Rosh Chodesh, Ma'ariv early, that he has to say Yalav Yavah. But he doesn't say why. There was a big goyin in Europe that was killed, him and his whole family, totally wiped out, the Kozhe Glover. He was a tremendous, I knew many people when I grew up in my shtibel that learned by him, it was Rosh Yivan Chachmei Lublin. They told me that when they used to come in, the Bachum, to start davening, he was holding by Nishmas, and when they got up to Nishmas, he was still holding by Nishmas. He was a yid that was a goyin adir. Ramsha, goyin adir. Rabbi Yonason David, as Angazin told me, that when he came to the Avnezer to learn, he was 10 years old. He was very short. Avnezer could be just as short, but he was very short. So Avnezer looked at him and says, can I accept you, 10-year-old? You know? So he says, you're looking at my feet or you're looking at my head? Over here I'm short, over here I'm big. He was like a big genius. Rav Pekarsky, I don't know if anybody knew Rav Pekarsky from Queens, or anybody from Queens, probably don't know. But Pekarsky was a Talmud of his. Pekarsky was a yid that could walk into any giving best midrash in the world, where they're learning brachas, nidah, menachas, could give a shiur on the spot. He was a meidika mensch. So he told me that he was from Kozhigov itself, that he went to see the Brisker Rav in the early 50s. And the Brisker Rav asked him, obviously, he said, Poland. He says, we're in Poland. He says, the Rav's not going to know. So tell me, it's Kozhigov. He says, Kozhigov. He says, in the Knesset Gedolah, he was the Das Torah. He was the Dasta, he was a younger man. He says, Yeda'ina, each person used to say, you know, in the speeches, what was on their mind. For him, everything was a Taisfis, a Ramban, a Rajba. He had a riot to everything that you have to do from Hashem. He was a Meridika mensch. So he has a tshuva about this. The Ger Rebbe asked him, what's the right to say Yalav Yavah? It's not Rosh Chodesh yet. So I don't know, I don't remember his tshuva. I don't know if we have do you have the Eretz Tzvi here? Okay, we could look at it another time. But, It seems like you daven the tefillah of the next day. So my taina is this year, daven the tefillah of the next day. Don't daven it b'toyres toysefes yom tov. Daven it because the next day, which could be maybe that's why the Magen Avraham says ein mekatchin. It didn't bother him to daven early, but the kiddush for sure that's already yom tov. I'm not sure, but a kopanim Reb Shlomo Zalman says no. This year to daven a yom tov, they could daven on Shabbos. Like we'd say, it doesn't pass. How could you talk about Yom Tov and it's still Shabbos? But that you're right. It's not negated this. But as far as I thought, maybe I've had it's Eitzah this year to daven early. I was just saying it around. Somebody showed me this tshuva from Shlomo Zalman. It's one of the first tshuvas in the you know what's it called the Mincha Shlema, the Mincha Shlema. Simon Gimel, I think it was there in the middle. He says such a thing. But a kopanim, as far as the etzem pshat in what we're saying, that could be pshat, again, not la'alocha la'mais, of course. I just want to mention the second chiddush of the preacher's wife, because this is some interesting chiddush, and interesting what comes out of it. Her other chiddush was the following. Our women, basically, the Ashkenazic women, when do they make a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? Rabbi Hirsch, don't let them... Rabbi Hirsch, you know, when do they make a bracha? Before or after they light? Are you familiar? What? You'll have to watch next time. Okay. Well, our women, Rama says, we make a bracha after. That's unusual. The klal is kol mitzvahs kulam mevarach lein oivel atzis. You make a bracha before you put on tefillin, before you even a lulav. We have all kinds of ways of doing it before you eat the matzah. And over here, all of a sudden, why? Because there's a bahak shita that once you light, it's kabbal Shabbos already. So even though we're not choshefit, but the women were makabel that it is a kabbal Shabbos. So the Rama says so. Kol shkein, if they make a bracha, right? Kol shkein, if they make a bracha, then they makabel. So therefore, what should they do? They should light, put their hands in front of it. That they do like this, I'm not sure what that is, but it doesn't mean they're flying like angels, even though we know our wives are angels. But the basic means is they don't want to have any pleasure from the light, and then they make a bracha. That's what they do. So Sfaradim don't do it, as far as I know. But Ashkenazim, that's what we do. We make the bracha after. So the priest's wife was mechadish that on Yom Tov, since you're allowed a light on Yom Tov, you're allowed to transfer fire, on Yom Tov you make the bracha first, even though you makab Yom Tov, and then she could light. That's what she was mechadish. That's her chiddush. Comes along the Magen Avraham and he says, Ubekdama la prisha, hevi b'shem imay, the board, I think he calls her, b'shem ishtay, it was the sons who wrote it. He says, this chiddush, and he says, v'ein chachmal isha ella, blank, blank. Says, the Gemara says, a woman should stick to her chores, not get involved with the koilel here and tell them how to learn, not to learn, right? So he says, it's not true, he says, because he makes a mar mokum to two things. One, just to it's negate what we know all the time, when you make a bracha al netilas yadayim, when do we make that bracha? After we wash. And Taisus says, why? We should make it before we wash. So one of the answers, the turitzim of Taisus is, because a lot of times you come out of a bathroom, your hands are not fitting to make a bracha, therefore you wash first and then make the bracha. So because of that, they made a loy plug, a non-discriminatory, a blanket halacha, that no matter what, you make the bracha afterwards. So the Magen Avraham says, just like Shabbos, they make a bracha afterwards, so too Yom Tov should make a bracha. Comes along Rabbi Kivega and the Dagum of Av and says, she's right. The Magen Avraham, that kasha could be answered. I'm going to leave that for you to think about. But they both have two different terutzim. That's not the same as washing your hands, or for instance, tevila by a ger. Now again, this goes not lalacha. The din is that technically, once you make a bracha, a woman, let's say nowadays, before she goes to the mikveh, right? A ger cannot make a bracha before he goes to the mikveh because he's not a Jew yet. So he goes to the mikveh, comes out, then makes a bracha. So many opinions, many shitas hold. Therefore, all tevilas are that way. You first go into the mikveh, and then you come out and make a bracha. Women do it a different way, whatever, if the gay, of course, ask. But he says the same thing. And the Magen and the Kivega and the Dagum Vav and the Kivega both say it's not the same thing. They both have answers. And the halacha is like the prisha, as far as I know, that women do make a bracha before. So we have a chiddush, at least one chiddush, maybe two chiddushim from the prisha's wife that we do. Okay, shkoyach.